an update on Mom's condition, that and more on the next episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. I am, of course, your humble host, Stephen A. Davidson, and today I've got the unfortunate news of giving an update on Mom's condition. And what we heard yesterday was pretty shocking, to say the least. Yesterday, at 9 a.m., Mom's appointment was at the University of Virginia's Medical Center at the Women's Oncology Lab. She was referred to there by another doctor out of Christiansburg, and not good report is an understatement. But what they did do was schedule her for a couple appointments for MRI and a CT scan. They did do blood work yesterday, and she was in and out, and they was in and out in no time, and they was a pro at doing it. She couldn't even tell that they drew blood, so which is a good thing. But they tried to squeeze us in for the test, and unfortunately, they couldn't do that because there was like 40 people ahead of us. And by the time they got to us in the office, it was like almost 10:30, quarter to 11, somewhere around there. And by the time we got through asking all the questions that we needed to, it was about 12 o'clock. So we didn't have a chance of getting those two scans done, but it's not good. It is confirmed that it is cancer, and they are going to have to go inside through the front and remove her kidney and the tube connecting the kidney to it. And they're going to have a team of surgeons do that, and a vascular surgeon is going to have to come in and reconstruct that tube after they remove the kidney. They got to move major organs out of the way to get to it. They got to move her liver over, her colon, her pancreas, all that, just to get to it. And yeah, it's a major surgery. It's 50-50 chance that she'll make it or that she won't. And basically, the oncologist, the surgeon that we spoke to, one of them said that the cancer was in the tube, stacking like Legos. That was her exact words. And whatnot. So next month, around the 11th, is when she's supposed to have that surgery, but that could be changed. I don't know for sure yet. But next Monday, on March the 11th, we got to go and have her have one of the scans done. And then we got to go again on March the 26th to have the other scan done. And she's going to meet with another surgeon that's going to be doing the deal with her and whatnot. And pretty much after that, they suggested that she's going to have a year's worth of immunotherapy. They ruled out chemo and radiation, said that that won't do any good in this specific case because the kind she has might be immune to it, which would not surprise me. It's considering that's the same, almost the same type of cancer I had 12 years ago. In fact, it's almost 12 years apart to the day. Her surgery is currently scheduled for the 11th, April the 11th. My surgery was April the 18th in 2012, so that's the eerie part. But she didn't take it too well. Who would? And I'm really concerned for her and what's going on and what's about to happen. And nerve-wracking time here. So next Monday on March the 11th, we got to go get one of the scans done. I believe it was the CT scan or MR. I can't remember which one it was. I'd have to pull it up to be sure. And that's pretty much where we're at. Not a whole lot to say about it. They did say there will be blood loss, and that's what scares me. Mom is currently 73 years old, supposed to turn 74 in November. And she's on Lisinopril, a known blood thinner, and a low-dose aspirin therapy regimen. So, which is also like a blood thinner. And, yeah. So she's concerned about that. So keep praying for us and hope everything goes well and all that mess and whatnot. And I'll keep you guys informed as much as possible. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you guys again real soon. Take care. God bless. Later.